This is a very special day and a somber day, not for...
About service and sacrifice and
right.
what our men and women have done on behalf of the nation.
Now, I've got to say to you, there's no such thing as a free feed, is there? You mentioned just then when you were talking to me that it was important to afford the proper respect for these veterans. Donald Trump got a massive reception at a rally in Washington at the weekend, and the crowd gathered to honour the very kind of people we're honouring today, the people who served in foreign wars. And he said to these people he'd rebuild the military, Donald Trump, and he said he'd take care of veterans, and they cheered. And he then said this: illegal immigrants in many places get better care in the United States than military veterans. Now, I know that you've received correspondence, but so have I, disturbing correspondence. And particularly starting round about November 11, Remembrance Day, when we all stand for a brief minute to remember those who've served and those who've long since passed, and we vow never to forget. But veterans organisations are saying to me, we betray this oath by the way we treat them. Now, you and your government have been asking for certain very minor benefits. Basically, whether the government can provide fair and equitable compensation for TPIs for their inability. They're TPIs. They can't earn income. And what they're saying is the notional component that they get, economic loss compensation, should be a minimum equivalent to the tax-adjusted national minimum wage. The government continue to deny them this. And you've got any number of representations to you, and these people feel that they are not honoured on return as they ought to be. Now, an estimated 3,000, one of them wrote to me to say, I quote, an estimated 3,000 young men and women from our armed forces have returned home. They're not dead, they're alive, only to find they don't have one. This is not a novel phenomenon, but the re-emergence of a historical neglect. Now, when are we going to be equal to our rhetoric? You said to me, the proper respect for veterans. All these veterans are asking of government is that their nominal payment, they're not asking the world, they were sent away, they had no choice and they went willing to serve their country. They want compensation because they can't work the TPIs. And TPIs, you're telling your blokes to go and get you some notes there. I can hear you. Now, you've got to close the microphone up when you start saying that. Did you hear? I don't mind, by the way, because this is with a question without notice. But Dan Tehan's there saying to his staff, TPIs, don't worry. You don't even need any info. I'm asking you to take this point aboard. Whether or not these people can't get an economic loss compensation payment equivalent to the tax-adjusted national minimum wage. That's what they're asking for. That's what the Abbott government has refused to give them, the Turnbull government, the Rudd government, the Gillard government. Why?
Yeah, look, Alan, I'll obviously take that specific point on
Thank
notice.
You, and I will come back to you like a Rottweiler.
Yes, that's
all right.
Can I just say one of the important initiatives in the budget was we've moved down the non-liability path when it comes to giving anyone who has served permanently in the defence force access.
Now, look, don't worry. These are only with Dan. What I suggest you do is you listen to my question. Tell that staffer to listen to the question. He can take it off there, and then you'll be able to tell me why the government isn't honouring that simple request for a person TPI totally and permanently injured. They can't earn a living.
Yeah.
And you just said to me, we're going to offer proper respect for Vietnam veterans and those at Vietnam. Now, before we go, I'm short on time. Again, you've got a mountain of correspondence, including from me, a rather unpleasant letter that I wrote to you in November last year.